Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Women in Tech with Ariana. So just as a reminder, I release two episodes every single week. The second one comes out on Thursdays, and these episodes are what I call tidbit episodes, where they're meant to just quickly inspire you, or maybe it's a topic that I really just a burning thing I have to get out. So it's just an extra little nugget that comes along with the show and being a listener. So yeah, and the topics will range. So if you're wondering why are some episodes are like 30 minutes or half an hour or 30 minutes is half an hour. You get what I mean. A variety of different time phrases. These are meant to be short and sweet. And so today's topic is why we really need more Christians in technology. So often throughout this podcast, I talk a lot about just like faith and business, because for me, it's hard to, I am Ariana, right? That comes into work every day. And so whatever inspires me and encourages me to be who I am allows me to build a business and to be the person I am for my investors and for my teammates. And so I often talk about faith if you're new and listening to this podcast. And so, you know, one of the things that comes up a lot when I talk to founders, especially founders who are non-technical, is they feel like they don't belong in this space because of their background or their lack of knowledge of in a particular topic. And specifically, I'm talking about technology, right? Like it can seem like it's so far away and not tangible and it's hard to understand. It's like, where do you start? There's so much information, what's true, what's not. And so I try to really encourage people, especially if you have a different background that's non-technical or not even adjacent to technology. Like maybe you are an artist, or maybe you've been in the hair care industry for 35 years and you're looking to make a pivot, but your friends who are in their 50s and 60s are going to think you're crazy. I don't know what your background or your story is. Or maybe you're a mom and you took off the last 6 years of your life to dedicate to raising your three toddlers. I don't know. And so I think it's super important for people to understand that if you're not technical, you actually have an advantage of being in this space. And so a fun fact I definitely wanted to share with you all is that, you know, did you know that more than 60% of founders are actually not engineers? Like major companies that have been founded or built or CEOs of these companies are ran by people who are non-technical. And the reason for that is because when you have a background in a particular area or specifics, that's good. And you can dive deep and really understand the problem of the customer. And oftentimes, if not, many times, like super technical people like me, like I'm a software engineer, it can be great, right? We can solve problems quickly, especially if we quickly can, you know, find the knowledge that we need to understand an industry. But oftentimes that deep knowledge person who's been in a space in a particular area, they know the problem better than anyone. And so it can be good to have people leading and building companies who really understand the customer, even if they don't necessarily fully understand how the technology should be built, because you can always hire software engineers and technical people to build, but to be a CEO and to build a company and to be a founder, you really do have to be a certain type of person and personality and truly understand your customer. And so just two fun facts, like, did you know the CEO of Apple, who is Tim Cook, his background is in business operations? Like, he's not a software engineer. I mean, now obviously he's exposed to the greatest technologies in the world. So clearly he has more of an understanding of technology than most people. But when he started out and even in his career and even becoming CEO of Apple, his background is in business operations. Another great example is the CEO of Oracle, Safra Catz, who her background is in business and finance. And the previous CEO of Oracle, Mark Hurd, his background was in marketing. And so there's a ton of examples of these major companies, billion-dollar organizations, multi-million-dollar organizations, small businesses that are ran by non-technical people. So if that is like a hurdle for you and you're thinking, oh man, I keep hearing about this tech stuff, what's AI, what's ChatGPT, what's blockchain, what's this, what's that, you really should dive deeper and just challenge yourself to be in it, because you need it. And innovation is happening now. And if you don't get, I always say this, and I will repeat this all the time throughout the podcast. It's like, if you don't hop on top of the technologies and the innovations and the changes that are happening right now, you will become obsolete, period. That's just it. So that's the first thing. So there's plenty of space for people from all backgrounds and walk of life to be in technology. The second thing, I know you're probably wondering, well, why is Ariana saying, like, specifically we need more Christians in technology, you ask. And one thing I can say is that the tech industry is a very challenging industry. It's very hard. And I meet people of all backgrounds, cultures, faiths, walks of life from all over the world through the industry and the work that I do. And I found that because I'm in this space, God has been able to use me as a light to help inspire other people to know who Jesus is. And so I think that particularly if you're a person who identifies as Christian, we really need more Christians that are in this space to help to encourage other people and give them hope and faith. Like, seriously, like, when I tell you, I can count on all two of my hands and 10 of my toes how many people that I meet in the tech space who struggle with, I mean, severe, you know, mental things that they're struggling with, whether it's emotional. Some people, you know, it's, you know, maybe they need additional help on a, you know, medicine level and even deeper than that. But people really need hope, you know, and they need to see the light. And I think that the tech industry is a great way to show people. I mean, there's a lot of things that are trends and that are seen as normal that just aren't good for people. And so I believe we need more good people in the tech space. So if you're a believer and you're someone thinking about being in this space, and you feel like God is giving you an idea, whatever, we need you. Like, the kingdom needs you to be in the tech industry. And people just need hope in general, especially, you know, those folks that are building. I mean, there's a lot of late nights that goes into this. There's a lot of challenging decisions, tough decisions. There's a lot of things that happen in the tech world where your integrity is tested. And if you don't have certain morals and values, it's going to be very hard to be a good founder or an investor or innovator or creator or engineer or COO or CTO. And so people need good examples of what it's like to be a good human. I mean, like, there are basic things in the tech industry that are just so not good, that are so normalized, where it's just like, we need some good people, some salt of the earth to shake this stuff up. Seriously. Whether it's, you know, it's common to, like, curse out your employees or, you know, just all kinds of stuff, like crazy drugs that people are bringing into offices to stay up all night and to do all these different things. And so I believe it's really important to have good examples of good people who are in this space. And God has called us to be a light, you know, which means, like, if you're a light, where is the light needed most? In dark places. And so some of us are called to be in the Ninevehs of the world, in the Egypts of the world, in the Israels of the world, in the Palestines of the world, or the Chicagos of the world, or the Miamis of the world, wherever you're called to be. And so I just believe that if, you know, you feel called in this industry, and especially if you're a Christian, you're a person of faith, you need to tap in and ask God to reveal it to you, what it is that you need to do and the direction you need to go. So, anywho, in summary, that is the tidbit of the day. I hope that you feel encouraged to try something new, do something new. Know that God has called you for such a time as this. And it's important for us to be out here and make sure that we're being the salt and the light of the world and sprinkling ourselves all over this place, all over planet Earth, so that the world can truly taste and see that the Lord is good. Anyway, this is the Tidbit episode. Thanks for tuning in. I can't wait to talk to you next week. It's going to be great. Signing out.